In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. When the Trump administration said in a court filing earlier this week that it wants the entire Affordable Care Act struck down, it resurrected a political fight that had been on the back burner. House Democrats then unveiled an amendment to improve Obamacare yesterday. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look.
Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday.
Lowers health care insurance premiums, stops junk plans, strengthens protections for pre-existing conditions.
The bill would have the government chip in more for marketplace insurance plans, also raise the income level for families to qualify for a subsidy, and allow people caught in the family glitch, where a family member has employer-provided insurance but relatives aren't covered and don't get a subsidy, to now qualify for one. With 8.5 million people on marketplace plans,
that's a pretty good number of people who would be affected.
That's David Cutler, professor at Harvard. The bill would also curtail skimpier insurance plans, and the government would pay for extremely costly cases. Sherry Gleed is an economist at NYU.
So it would provide additional protection to people, protection that was envisioned in the original law, I think, but that has been scaled back over time.
Larry Levitt with the Kaiser Family Foundation says with this bill,
the battle lines for the 2020 election are now drawn.
With President Trump wanting to repeal the ACA and Democrats wanting to bolster it. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.